Hi, Sauce. This is Adrian.
Go ahead, Adrian.
Thinking about the mind and how sometimes it feels, it gets agitated. Does it get agitated just because it can't, it's not in control? It doesn't know everything that it wants to so much. Like it makes you feel it maybe like something's wrong just because it's trying so hard to be in control and it just can't.
Well, the first thing I want to ask you is, for a moment, ask yourself, who gets agitated? Just ask yourself that and answer me.
It's just like a shadow puppets or something. It's not really anything.
Yeah, but when you say the mind gets agitated, is it the thinker gets agitated, or the mind gets agitated, or they're both?
I don't know. I don't know. I think it must be the mind, but I don't know.
But do you get influenced by it? Do you feel agitation in your body?
No. It's not upsetting me at all. It's just kind of, just kind of realizing, like, it just starts trying so hard, and it's so wonderful to be able to let it go.
Yeah, well, that made me very happy, your answer. If that is what is happening, Adrian, is you are finding a separation from your thoughts, which you probably at times didn't and did get agitated along with it. But now you're watching it. And we are also sometimes under the collective influence, you know. And so by just looking at it and letting it go, and you were wondering why that happens, and that's the nature of the mind going through different stages of not caring a lot and suggesting. They call it three gunas in Sanskrit. So just the fact that we are beginning to watch it and not identify it with it, I'm sure it dies down. It would be like something that comes and then lasts a very few seconds or a few minutes and then passes by. Like I said, the most important is that now you don't find yourself involved in it. And then to help it die down, you can take it, sit in silence. If you have compassion for your mind, sit in silence and take the attention of the mind into the heart. Take the energy of it to the heart.
So I'm so thankful to have that. So people probably take medication and do all these types of things. And
you're very welcome. We are all graced, just as thankful as you are, I am too. You know, I was been watching the past few days what is happening, and I see that it's so magnificent to see every one of you, including myself, to have such a simple path and such a straight path from the mind to the heart. And we're all equally benefiting from it. And that is something we can only be grateful to.